Quentin Sharp?
Yes, officer.
Officer Pierce, I will be working on your case.
I'm saddled working with a horse.
That's a big fucking horse to you, sir. Got a problem with horses.
No offense, officer, but I find predators easier to communicate with.
Don't worry, I've got predators working under me. I'm just a guy in charge.
Whatever. Continue.
So, according to your report, you've lost your little slave sheep, Barry. Ran away from you, did he?
More like chased away. My other slave ran him off.
The one you nearly killed when you dragged him behind your car?
That piece of filth deserved every scrape you received. Don't tell me you're going to charge me for that.
Mr. Sharp, trouble was your property. You had a right to do that. The local slave laws are pretty lax in this part of the country, and besides, it was, well, simpler than if you would have killed him.
I maintained full control of the situation and ensured he survived. Proceed.
Right. So, do you have any idea where he might have gone? Did he have any friends outside of your household? Did trouble? Anything at all will help us track your little faggot sheep down.
I don't know. Barry hardly ever left the house. He ran away before, but it turned out he had been hiding in my shed the whole time.
But he returned then, didn't he? Sounds a bit weak-willed.
I don't think he's coming back this time.
Oh? And why not?
Because Treble convinced him into believing that I didn't love him anymore. He's been deprived of a reason to return. I need to tell him that. I still love him. He needs to hear it from me.
Not a bad idea. This little situation happens more often than you think, actually. I'll pull some strings, and we'll let you do a broadcast from Barry over the television. Usually, when the slave sees that their master actually wants them back, they'll just come running right back home.
Fine. The loss of privacy is regrettable, but I just want my little land cloud back.
Land cloud, is it?
Don't even ask.
Fine. And we'll continue to search the surrounding area ourselves. If he is as sheepish as you say, we may not have to go far. You ready to record that message?
Yes, I'm ready. There's someone I'm going to see before I continue my own search for him.
And who's that?
That is a private matter.
All right, Mr. Sharp, keep your secrets. Follow me.
Barry, it's me, Master Quentin. You need to understand something. Treble lied when he said I didn't love you anymore. And he's been punished severely for it. The truth is, I still love you. I love you very much. I want you to return home where we can be together again. You'll even be my favorite, Barry. You're my little land cloud, Barry.
What are you watching, little master?
Please come up.
Just some boring news, little sheep. Why don't you come in here and give Master some love?
Yes, little master. Can I suck your cock for a while?
Bleat for me first. A little love bleat.
Bah.
Go ahead and suck.